develop compassion. It will obstruct, it pollutes the mind, it obscures the mind. Then it's difficult to realization path to happen. Then it makes it very difficult for you to be for you to become free from samsara. It makes it very difficult. See? So that, you know, this besides achieving enlightenment. So one must say respect. If it's a broken one, you know, put it in a high clean place or fix it. What one should abandon by taking refuge in Buddha is then you see following the wrong founder. For example, you met the wise doctor, you know, you met the wise doctor, and then while you are taking treatment from the wise doctor, and if you take treatment from the bad doctor, you see, you get wrong treatment and the wrong advice, and then you see the wise doctor cannot help you, you know, but it becomes an obstacle, you see, want the wise doctor to guide you to heal your sicknesses. So same, the wrong founder who revealed the wrong path, you know, so wrong concept. Then you see, one follows that the Buddha cannot guide. So therefore, must abandon following the wrong founders. And then, by practicing Dharma, what one should say? By practicing Dharma, you know, what one should abandon? What one should practice is that. So one must respect Dharma. you see, even a torn page from Dharma text, you see, even few lines, see the garbage on the road, you see, pick up and then you see, put in the crown, thinking that this reveals the path which liberates me from the whole entire oceans of samsara suffering. You see, bring me liberation and enlightenment. So then you put it in a clean place, even a torn page, you see the garbage, things like that. So much that you don't have place to keep it, you know, all those torn page or those things. So in Tibet, in Solukhum Bus, where I was born, then they have, you see, caves, you know, and they build a square stupa, in a square stupa. Then you see, which is under the rock. So they protect it from the rain, you see. Then all the missing pages, they put in this stupa. So there, nothing goes in garbage, you see. And then the other people step over and they create so much karma, you create so much karma, you see. So that doesn't happen. so protects from, you know, protects from heaven and karma, and then, you see. So then, in the text, you see, so even a torn page down from Dharma text, so you should respect like this, you see. So no question, then actual Dharma, the complete Dharma text. So one shouldn't leave, put on the bare ground without any cover, you see, without table or without a cloth cover. You can't just put Dharma text on the bare ground, or on the bed, you see, on your cushion, you see, on the bed, without any cloth, without any something, you see, a table or, you know, cloth or something to respect, something clean, see, you know, that, and to put on top, you see, respect. So cannot put cannot put Dharma text on the prayer books or, you know, a page which is Dharma subject, you see, cannot put it just on a meditation cushion, on a seat, without something that to support it, to respect it. And you cannot put, this is important, one thing I want to emphasize, you cannot put mala, even mala, you cannot put on the Dharma text. So I was mentioned the other day, I saw the mala was put over the text. So I said, to, you know, I said like this. But I didn't get the idea. So during Geshe Sobha's teaching, when they were trying to say, don't put that mala on Dharma text, that would be disrespect. You can't put even statue on Dharma text. So you can put Dharma text on the statue, but not statue on the Dharma text. And sometimes you see, you have statue, on top shell, you put Dharma text. Then there are statues. This is the correct way to do it, see. Other than you put side. So one time we went to see Swami Dalai Lama. So one Italian student, one a very old student, those there are 2-3 Italian students, you know. The first time that we met, say, yeah, who are the source that we spread so much Dharma, in Italy, there are 2-3 Italian students. Because they are the kind of source. Then Lama Tsongkhapa Institute, the largest center in Italy, where now it's so many years it has been. Dalai Lama came a few times to do teaching initiation. Many thousand people came. Many other high lamas came. Some, I think Ling Rinpoche came. Maybe. Some ceremonies, I don't remember. The many other high lamas came, I give teaching initiation. So it's an unbelievable beneficial. Now there's a 7-year program studying extensive Buddhist philosophy, say sutra, then after the tantra, then they get degree, then become qualified teacher to teach in the organization or the centers, you know, to educate other people, you see. So also to teach outside the organization. So the degree is given on the basis of not only intellectual understanding, but also meditation experience. You know, they have to meditate on Lamrim. Be given basis of also not only intellectual, but having meditated on Lamrim. So 1 year they have to meditate on Lamrim. then also their behavior. The degree is given on the basis also of behavior. During those times, how they live their life. You see, because we don't want problems in the centers, you know, from behavior. You know, a teacher having problem with behavior, you see. We don't happen, you know, these things. Because in the past they have stories, so we don't want to happen. So therefore, the degree is given, the teacher degree is given, not just intellectual, but also the meditation experience and behavior. So you see, like that. So it's very special. There's no others like that. It's very special degree. So therefore, anyway, what I'm saying. So then now the many centers, many branches happen from this. So this, anyway, his name is Pero. His name is Pero, anyway. he offered to bless stupa. He offered stupa on the shore. I'll ask bless. So he put the stupa over the Dharma text, you know, on the table, on the Sunna's table. Then he sort of took away the text, the stupa away from the text. And I think it was might have mentioned, kind of put. So anyway, he did that purposely, put the stupa on from the text. So you can't put malas, you know, glasses, you know, putting glasses on the prayer on the, you know, Dharma text, that's wrong, that's disrespect. Mala, so even you can't put statue, then how could possibly mala and the glasses. But if there's a wind problem, you see, wind blowing like that, that's a special case. As you see, you know, you can put things, because there's the danger of blowing, you see. The Tibetan says, Gakchele Jung Gopachewa. You know, the bird has a necessity is more important than the negation. Or so if there's wind blowing, then you can put, you see, things, you see, mana or basically if it's danger wind blow. Otherwise, you can't just put like this. This is respect. So that's what I want to emphasize at this time in the public. Then I say, yeah, like this. So you can't carry Dharma text on the you know, sitting cushion together like this, or shoes and Dharma text like that, or you see, use Dharma text to sit on top, you know. So anyway, I think the putting speed on this, I think that's the Western people don't do that. Putting, you know, when you count pages, you know, then putting speed, you know. But I think I didn't see Western people doing that. It's only there are many Tibetan people, they get happy, you know, doing this. So this one also disrespect. And as soon as Ling Rinpoche, Dalai Lama's guru, elder guru, told long time ago, Darjeeling, you know, one Tomagishan, which is one where Dalai Lama, his monastery, where I lived 9 months or something, when I was TV. That time, his son Ling Rinpoche mentioned, you should not, you know, when you turn pages, time, you should not put speed, you know, then you get born in budget hell. So Ling Rinpoche said that. Therefore, Kiri Tenshin Rinpoche, the great scholar and the great yogi, you know, whose quality is like limited sky, but yet extremely humble, respect to anybody, wealthy, poor, educated, uneducated, like Sri Dalai Lama, respect to everybody. So how he does? He keeps water. You know, when you turn pages, you know, you read many times. So he keeps water there. You know, dip the finger there. Then you turn. So this way, see, being respectful, so it doesn't create a heavenly karma. You know, doesn't obscure the mind. You see, like that. And then, so even your marking, when you're marking Dharma text, you know, maybe not all the time, but I try to think, you see, when you mark orange color or something, you see, you know, not just like this, but you think you're offering color, you know, like we offer color on the start of the body, you see, color. So think, you know, making offering color. Then this is disrespectful. I think one time, Jeffrey Hawken, this American professor, Jeffrey Hawken, who well-known teacher, professor, who studied extensively, you know, the Buddhist teaching philosophy, and very learned teachers. So one time he came to Australia at Jenrys Institute, where we have now about maybe 15 nuns, I'm not sure, many nuns, and a very good program happening there. Excellent Geshe teacher who is very compassionate, and very learned, and very kind-hearted, who has been teaching there now many years. Geshe. So now, that one time he came there to give a talk. So I wasn't there in the talk, but he gave teaching on hell. Jeffrey Hawken, the professor from America, he gave talk on the hell to the people, you see. So then he told that because he has to, you see, because dissertation, was, you know, the students, they write thesis, then he has to correct, and he has to put marks. So he said, when the students, they do thesis order, they write things, you see, translate or write things. So then he has to correct. So something that's wrong, then, you see, he put a black line on top of the letter, you see, like this. So he says he did many things. He says many times black line of the Dharma text, you see. So he told them that he has created many in the karma to be born in the hot hell. The first one is the being alive again, in Yangtze, Tingna. The second one is a black line. like carpenter, how the carpenter they do on the wood, you see. So on the hot, red, burning iron ground, you know, then you then the you're the help the helping, you know, who has karma to suffer that later, and then the karmic guardians, they put a black line, you know, the some heart, you see, but then cut, you know, like how they do the wood exactly, you know, sword and cut and all that. So then, but Jeffrey Hawkins said, so I did many times, you know, put a black line on the people, the student, my mistakes. So he did many times, so therefore he's created many karma to born in the secondary city, hot hell, you know, black line. Anyway, so even when you on Dharma test, you see, when you mark, you see, something nicely, or you offer a tingle, you know, often color, you see, something orange, or usually, like it is like that, or say, usually you put in a bottle of saffron, then mark like that, you see. when you put those from pen, those colors, you know, you see, so you can think of that offering color, so you collect merit, you see, that's where it does not become disrespectful. Anyway, if there are many, you see, missing pages, then put, say, some place, you know, a respected place. It is a cave or whatever, trees or something where you can keep, can be like that. So here we have this stupa there, backside, you see. There we put, when you make tatsas, you put there, or also, you see, Dharma takes the missing pages, whatever, you see, instead of throwing garbage, put in the stupa, like that. Like that. So this way, you don't clean the karma, other people don't clean the karma. Then the minimum thing is that then you see on a roof or some clean place, then you see, you visualize all those letters, empty. You know, empty, or absorbed in syllable, absorbed into your heart, then they're just empty paper. Then you offer a fire, you know, like that. the very last thing what can be done. now the Sangha, by taking the Dharma, what one should abandon is given him others. Then what by taking the Sangha, what one should practice is that, you see, what one should practice is that whenever you see Sangha, you know, wearing red or yellow, you see, dress, you see. How about Buddhist? That Buddhist, you see, wearing robe, whenever you see, Buddhist, you know, wearing robe, you know, Sangha wearing robe, then you see, this is my guide. I think you see, this is my guide who liberates me from samsara. This is my guide who liberates me from oceans of samsara suffering. See, it's my guide. Then respect, you see. And then by thinking the qualities, one can respect, you see. Which doesn't matter which Buddhist tradition, Hinayana or see, you see. So respect of that. Then, what one should abandon is that by taking refuge to Sangha, what one should abandon is that following the wrong guide who leads you in wrong path. If you wrong practice, wrong, say, wrong view, see. So then Sangha, if you follow that, Sangha cannot help you. So then, so then now, then the general advice that whenever in the morning when you get up to the tearful session, you know, as I mentioned before, you see, by thinking of Buddha, then tearful session, or thinking of see, however, triple gems. Then before you go to bed, tearful session, see, to Buddha or Sangha. So you visualize Buddha there, you visualize Buddha, or if you have a statue of Buddha, or if you are not visualize Buddha, you can think that is all the Guru Dhamma Sangha, okay? All the 10 statues to the scriptures, you know? That's everything, then you do prostration. By doing that, then you have done prostration to every single holy object that which exists in any universe. Tibet, you know, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, Burma, anywhere, see, you have prostrated from here. And all the Dhamma Sangha. So, with this meditation, if prostrate is there, you collect unbelievable scars of merit. And then, see, before you eat and drink, first make offering to the Dhamma Sangha, then take it as a blessing. Even if you don't know prayer, you see, from your heart you offer, then you take it as a blessing. You can recite Omahum, you know. You shall at least use Omahum, you know, to bless and then you offer, okay? Take it as blessing. You know? So these are general refuge precepts, general advice, or the general precept of refuge, to practice compassion towards others. And then, to live the life by relying on holy beings. So by relying on Buddha, then you become Buddha. So like by relying on, Ashwana Dalama, then you become, eventually it leads you to have the same quality as Ashwana Dalama, you see. So rely on holy beings. And then listening to teachings, then you see, means the gurus, you see, when they give, teachings, then, as you can, you know, as you can, then, you see, take an opportunity to listen to teachings, or you see, with whom one has already made a connection, you see, Dharma connection, you know, Dharma relationship, you see, a guru and disciple. And that, or you see, somebody, you know, somebody, you see, you make Dharma connection. However, so the one thing is listening to Dharma. The other one is when you are in a danger to create negative karma, you see, rising anger, things like that, with other sentient beings, then you see, try to control the mind by applying lambda meditation. Practicing patience, you know, meditation of patience, applying to it. Good devotion, renunciation, bodhicitta, however it's those techniques. Then there's also time to try to control the mind. like this. I don't remember what I have remembered everything now. So their general advice, but it is written here, So you can study, see here. And there are also benefits I explained. The backside here, there's a Saint Francis, this great holy man from Italy. Even though he chant, see, Jesus and things, name, but actually his mind is so pure, you know, no attachment, clinging to this life, no dual dharma, no self-cherishing thought. So he's actually bodhisattva. Even though externally, even though he, you know, use Christian terms, you know, pray like that, you see. but in reality, this is his mind is a realization. You see, he has those realizations, so he's a bodhisattva. Same as a great mentor, you know, those Tibetan great mentor, Gadampa Geshe, you know, Lama teachers, disciples, like that. So I thought it very, very interesting. I like how he advised here. So I put it normally, you know, people want, normally lamas won't put, you know, mix it like this, bra like this. There's no contradictory to the Buddhism. These advices, but only there's one or two I, you know, did little change. Rest is as it is like that. So I think that's all. Yeah, then. So feel great happiness, and that, as I mentioned, all those benefits before, how much merit you collect from now on until you die, continuously. Then every day, whenever you collect merit, you increase unbelievable number, unbelievable. See? As I gave the example before, three thousand galaxies, that sentient beings who are that many galaxies, you know, become each one become world turning king, make light of make oceans of butter or mountains of wax light offering. That much merit is so small when it's compared to one person living in the ordination of the vows. Then make one mustard seed butter, besides we have wax, you know, light offering Buddha. This one far, far more greater. So every day when you collect merit, when you may chant it to other sentient beings, may offering to holy objects. However, whenever you do, you collect virtue, increase unbelievable. So therefore, rejoice, you know, now my life, from now on, my life become most productive, most productive, real meaningful towards all sentient beings. So, most practical contribution, peace, happens to all sentient beings, is your giving. Fourth message. The Mount Nans were there, but I think many of us went out. This is one of the most powerful practices, you know, practice of purification, the reciting of this name and the confessing downfall. Tweet 아, 대지 바자자 대지 바상 바자 대지 바상 바자 대지 바자 라자 대지 바자 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 The 35, the 7 minutes Buddha, you see, and they, when they were Bodhisattva, before they became Buddha, they made so much prayer for us sentient beings, you know, to have this happen, that happen, that happen. You know, anybody who recited my name mantra, and they may have this happiness, that happiness, you know, all this success. You see? So the, when they became Buddha, when they became Buddha, they achieved, of course, infinite qualities. One of the qualities is ten power. So one of the power is the power of prayer. So because of that, you see, they, because they achieved this, so they estimated prayer before, you know, to all these successful sentient beings, those who recited name, their name mantra. So therefore, this the Medicine name mantra gets so much power. So therefore, by if we recite Medicine Buddha's name mantra, we receive all the Medicine Buddha's prayers. And whatever we pray in the daily life all get succeed. So therefore the Medicine Buddha is regarded so blessed, so precious. Especially the time gets more and more degenerated. You see, everything becomes more difficult. As the time gets more and more degenerated. So medicine, one deity that was a power, see, so powerful, even such, even how much the time gets degenerated, so one is the medicine Buddha. So therefore, very powerful for success. And also very powerful for purification, purifying, you see, the broke vows, broke, you know, degenerated vows, precepts, you see. The Medicine Buddha is very powerful to purify. So it's very powerful. It's not only for healing. This. And the animals, even the animals, when they hear, after they hear Medicine Buddha's name mantra, they never get reborn in lower realms. No question for human beings. So this is a guarantee. This is a guarantee. You see, if you recite Medicine Buddha's name mantra, you never get reborn in lower realms. It's a guarantee. So it's very important that we spend we spend so many thousands of dollars, you know, so much to learn so many exercises, you know, many hundreds of exercises to make the body healthy, and you see, you do so many, you spend so much money to the body to be healthy. So therefore, you see, put so much effort. You see, then you see, then in that case, reciting Medicine Buddha's name mantra, that which protects you from the reincarnating hell, hunger, and realm, makes you never even reborn. There's more. Then of course, this put all the effort to practice this. You see, like that. If you bring so much effort, you know, those other things, you see, to be healthy. If you spend so much money to be healthy, you know, to have a long life. So no question, this practice, Tathagata Buddha, 7 minutes Buddha practice, no, this is the most crucial thing to practice.
Jangan tolong cakap macam 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 macam
To purify traditional karma, to not multiply traditional karma, to not become double tomorrow, then 21 long one, if you're going to recite long one, 21 times need to be recited. If you're going to recite short one, then you have to recite 28 times to stop traditional karma become a double tomorrow. extremely important to practice the Bodhisattva but meditation recitation is it like this, that it is said by Papamattha Nyingpo that if you killed one tiny insect today, or a small non-virtue today without confessing end of the day, like doing Bodhisattva so forth, then you see after 15 days it increases every day. After 15 days, then you created the same heavy karma, killed one human being, even though you haven't killed human being actually, but the amount of that karma is the same amount as you have killed human being. And then after 18 days, that one small net karma done today, you see, after 18 days, by increasing how much it becomes, it said, 100,000 and 31,000 and 72, that many. You see, negative karma will get multiplied that much after 18 days. So then, you see, as it increases, as month goes, year goes, then it increases like, becomes like a mountain, like the size of this earth, you see, as the year goes. Like one atom, by multiplying, becomes this earth. Big mountain like this earth, like that. One small little karma, if you don't confess, purify, then you see, multiply every day, then become like this is so heavy, like such this earth, and like that, if it's materialized. You see. However, so therefore, by doing Bodhisattva, end of the day, before going to bed, if you do Bodhisattva, you see, then you see. Even 21 times long or other shorter one, 28 times, then not only it stops multiplying the traditional karma to become double tomorrow, but it purifies traditional karma. It purifies, this week, this year in the karma, this line in the karma. It purifies past line in the karmas. so it's unbelievable, past the power of. How important it is to practice so that but just important to practice Bodhisattva. Then you see it is normal, if you recite 100,000 mantra of Bodhisattva, then you see even very heavenly karma get purified. Like if you took the vow, you see, broke the root vow, you have killed a human being, and told big lie, having realization while you don't have realization, big lie, and then also stealing and session to calls or see. Misconduct or sexual intercourse, broke those root vows. So you see, and get completely purified. Those, heavenly time must get completely purified, you know, by reciting 1,000 times. So that's why so many years ago, before we start the course, you know, doing courses, I'm not 100% sure, but Lama started this Vajrasattva, you see, you know, retreat, student to Vajrasattva retreat, you know. Lama gave initiation, the very first student, she's now a doctor, I think, PhD or also doctor, Jen Willis. She's Nigerian. Jen Willis. She and her friend, the couple, so Lama gave, they're the first student, Lama said, gave, you know, Vajrasattva initiation, and they did a retreat in their place, one of the Nepalese house nearby here. They did it upstairs, and downstairs in their place they live. So they made a lot of, they made a fire downstairs, a lot of all the smoke goes upstairs, you know, upstairs. Their room is filled with smoke while they're doing a retreat. So then that's how the Vajrasattva, you see, tradition here in the FMD, a lot of Vajrasattva retreat, which is extremely important and beneficial. So many newcomers that was caused to be born in the lower realms and then to be there for many eons, suffer, get purified, you know. And so it makes it so easy to achieve enlightenment. So this is Lama's kindness, Lama's kindness, in the FMD. They were coming to do a Vajrasattva retreat, you know. Did all the three times corrected by me, by others, by myself? Three-time merit is collected by Buddha, Bodhisattva, all other sentient beings. Three-time merit is collected by me. Three-time merit is collected by Buddha, Bodhisattva, all other sentient beings. May myself, also family members, and all the rest of the sentient beings may be able to complete parameter of morality by keeping it pure without mistake. Without a mistake and without pride. May I and all sentient beings, all of us here, all sentient beings, able to live in pure morality in all the future lifetimes, and complete. Be able to complete the parameter of morality. It's a this enlightenment was empty from the side. And they lead all the sentiments by empty from their own side. Through that enlightenment is empty from the side. By myself alone, who's also empty from the side. I dedicate all my merits in the way that the time Buddha Sabbath admired the most. In the same way that we dedicate. May the Lama Sanapa's teaching, the stainless teaching, Unified Sutta Sampada, may it be complete as well as with one's mind, in the ones of family members, all the students, the benefactors of this organization, and especially those who sacrifice their lives to the service of this organization, and those who are left whom are promised for the name of the country, and those who are doing service, may it be as far as completely. With all our mind in this very lifetime, without delay in seconds. And may this teaching, Lama Sarabha's teaching, this universal, may it be spread in all the directions, may it flourish forever. May I be able to pass it to you and by myself. Thank you.
yawa lo san taba yi tenpa yu bari ba jo
what is Buddha? Oh, oh, oh. Okay. Yeah, and then for Western Refuge, there is more information here.
Then there's a Mickey Mouse photo.
It's Mickey Mouse photo. So anybody here? Yeah. Okay. Those are things you can come here.
Yeah, people can come up.